A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, July the 10th, 2023. And I am your host tonight, Evans Zininga. Tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the wave of political violence and the selective application of the law in the country ahead of the upcoming elections. Opposition party supporters in Zimbabwe chanted and sang freedom songs outside a courthouse on Sunday, following a decision to ban them from holding a rally just 6 weeks before the elections. And the court in the town of Bindura upheld Friday's police order that the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change party could not hold the rally scheduled for Monday to officially launch its election campaign because the venue was unsuitable and lacking good road access. The CCC had appealed in the courts against the order, and the decision increased tensions in the Southern African nation, which has a history of violent and disputed elections. The CCC immediately criticized the move as more evidence of a push by President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling ZANU-PF party to silence the opposition using the police and the courts.
This must be castigated. The international community must know that we are playing in a field where, you are getting into a match, and both your legs are being tied up, and so you can't properly score. Because what we want and what we are fighting for and what we are pushing for is for a peaceful election. What we are pushing for and what we have always asked and advocated for is a fair and free election.
And now, let's hear what ZANU-PF's Director for Information and Communication, Tafadzwa Mugwadi, had to say as his party claims their hands are clean and they have nothing to do with all this drama.
ZANU-PF believes in democratic elections, and that is why every political organization, including independent candidates, can hold their own rallies at free will, except that they should follow the procedures set out in the statute and work with the relevant authorities so responsible, and that is the Zimbabwe Republic Police. Now, if there is any political organization that has any issues with the conduct of the Zimbabwe Republic Police, we don't see where ZANU-PF comes into play, because at ZANU-PF headquarters, we do not have the Zimbabwe Republic Police headquarters. We are a political organization, and when we do our own rallies, including a very small program, we seek authority from the police through notifying them and following all the relevant procedures. Now, we know that the opposition, particularly CCC, has not been clinical in following that route. And that is why they are having challenges with the police. Now, that is their own administrative issue and their own funeral, and there's nothing to do with ZANU-PF. We are responsible for holding our own rallies. We are not therefore supposed to be facilitating administrative mechanisms for the opposition to hold their own rallies.
A lot of toying there from the CCC party in Bindura over the weekend. Now, the CCC says the repression in the build-up to the August 23rd election has included violence and intimidation against its supporters, the arrest of its officials, and bans on its meetings. The opposition has also raised concerns over alleged voters' roll irregularities ahead of elections that will decide the presidency, as well as the makeup of the parliament and nearly 2,000 local government positions. Now, the 80-year-old Mnangagwa replaced long-time ruling autocrat Robert Mugabe in a coup in 2017, and he promised a new era of freedom and prosperity for Zimbabweans who had seen their country's economy crumble amid some of the highest inflation rates ever seen. But critics say Mnangagwa has turned out to be as repressive as his predecessor, and the economy continues to collapse. Reports coming from the ground are that the three CCC supporters who were assaulted by ZANU-PF members at a Nelson Chamisa rally at Muangwa Business Center last Friday, they got more beatings and have since fled their homes after they were attacked again on Saturday and Sunday. And one of them, Shumirai Tagu, accused by the ruling party youth of reporting them to Studio 7 News, while two aspiring council candidates were also assaulted in Chipinge yesterday while holding their campaign rallies. ZANU-PF is denying these accusations and putting the blame on CCC voters and supporters for provoking them and being the architects of violence, then rushing to report to the media. Meanwhile, ZRP top official in charge of elections, Commissioner Ndofandaye Zajabun, has directed regulating authorities around the country to allow opposition political parties to hold rallies, saying unnecessary blocking of rallies will discredit these elections. He said this in a letter directed to all police officers commanding districts and provinces in the country. However, police spokesperson Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati confirmed this letter and said it was supposed to be an internal memo. Katinzweiwa Nyati vachitaura.
Nchienda kuma commander ya police yanga hii kuma district ya kuma province yanga hii nyei nyewe nishiji yanga hii nyei umikia asi kwa hika nyanya muna hika mkanzwa haka wana mkana uko wana memo yoyo yoko baayi itapa social media
abo wangevare mtauriruwe mapurisa Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati Vachi Taura na Godwin Mangunjga, where Studio 7. That note, let's take a quick short break and we will be right back and we will continue with the show.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Debele. We are also live on YouTube as VOA Zimbabwe. And tonight, once again, a quick reminder on Live Talk, we are discussing the wave of political violence ahead of the upcoming elections. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by UK-based Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF. I also had Tim Muringa. I am told we've just lost Tim. I guess the network is bad, but we're trying to bring Tim back to the show of the CCC. He is based here in the USA in Ohio. And we're also looking forward to have John Muchenje. I hope we have John. Oh, great. We have John already. John Muchenje from the 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation. That's an NGO that's working in promoting peace in the electoral process in Zimbabwe. We are also hoping to bring on board a Washington, D.C.-based research scholar on international security, Ms. Pearl Matibe. And for now, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. Now, let's start with Tim. timu yenyu ndo yakabaiwa tiri kunzwa kuti zvina zvina kumira mushe kumusha uko marale ari kurambidzwa vanhu vari kurohwa polyviolence hanzi yawanda zvii zviri kunyatsoitika tipei picture iri paground tinzwe vatisati tanyanya kuenda mukati zvakanyanya
tikuona kuti iyo ZANU-PF haina kunyanyochinja all these years tinongoziva history yayo yeviolence the administration of violence in terms of trying to coerce vanhu kuti vavavhotere ezvinezvi vakataura iwo kuti election iri kuuya musoka August 23 saka chavari kurovera vanhu nekuintimidata vanhu we don't see why they've been in power for the past 43 years vamunangagwa past 5 years so if his policies are working why do you have energy mutodi vachishuda into the crowd non-violent people, you know, Zimbabwean people love peace and they're peace-loving. So why is the violence continuing?
Okay. Murugundi Nzaire?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Okay, that's fine. Dafunga utitakuluza ifuti, our signal is really acting up today for some reason. But thank you for breaking the ice. Vazalare muripo ere? Hello, Mr. Zavare, can you hear me? I think we have lost Xavier Zavare as well right there. I will keep talking to my producers to bring him back. Lamchenje, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, man, our lines are bad today, but welcome to the show. And we know you've been doing a lot of work in this area of politics. Violence has been one of the subjects you've been dealing on a lot. What's going on in Zimbabwe today?
Okay, thank you very much. At the moment, we are witnessing political parties holding their rallies in different provinces in our country ahead of 2020 elections. And as an organization, we've been working with youth across political parties in trying to promote peace and political tolerance in our country. And in terms of the response that we've been receiving from all the political parties, which include the ruling parties, ZANU-PF, other main opposition parties, CPC and MDC, and other political parties, has been positive because we've been engaging young people and they are willing to work together in promoting peace and participating in the election of government processes. So our programs are ongoing, and we are happy that last week, Friday, we meet with these key political parties and they've agreed to sign a peace pledge. But there's been some concerns from the parties that the violence is not at the top, but in fact the grassroots. So as an organization, we are also planning to go deep into the rural districts and the provinces in promoting peace and political tolerance among the political parties. Mm-hmm. We are happy with the support that we are getting from all the presidents of the parties that are participating in the harmonized elections, that they are agreeing to peace pledge, they are agreeing to make sure that we have a peaceful
Aha. Uh-huh. Let's hold it there for a second there. Lamchenje, I'll come back to you. I understand we've got Mr. Zavare back on the show. Mr. Zavare, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming back. Sorry, our lines were a little cracky over there. But you, I hope you heard what Mr. Tim Muringai had just said when we started off, telling us the story that CCC is in trouble, the opposition is in trouble, there is political violence all over the country, they are being intimidated, they are being stopped from having rallies, and they are putting all these issues and saying, you are partly to blame for all that's happening to them. I will give you this opportunity to respond, and please paint a picture for us. What's going on the ground?
Okay, unfortunately I missed what he said. I sort of got cut off when Comrade Tavadzwa Mugwari was speaking, and it took a while for me to be brought back. But having said that, it's kind of a sad and familiar utterances from the opposition, because quite often when they don't have a strategy, in this instance they've got what they are calling ambiguous strategy. They come up with all these funny things. They have to address their own internal violence. So you would know that a young chap was beaten in Chitungiza by the name Matthias Majindu. He was beaten by Freddy Masarirevu, people, because they don't want him to contest on a CCC ticket. You would know on Saturday at the Dynamo's Platinum match that was played in Bulawayo that a young chap who had gone to watch football, putting on a ZANU-PF t-shirt with President Mnangagwa's face on it, was actually thrown down from the terraces right to the ground by CC people and CC supporters. So the violence that is being done by CC, and they've got a history of it since Chamisa took over anyway. Remember, these are the same people who attempted to ban Douglas Monzora and Chogozani Kupe in a house during Changirai's funeral, burial in Buhira. So it has to be known, and they have to take responsibility for their own actions and for their own mistakes, political and strategic mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Now,
coming
back to the Rari in Bindura, which they are making a lot of noise about, the bottom line is, we all know as political parties what the law says, what the rules are when you want to hold a rally. And you have to comply with that. We're not living in a lawless country. We want to be a country and a people that respect the law, especially when you are in opposition, claiming that you are this and that and that. It has got to be seen by example, A, how organized you are. Two, if you are so, these guys are not compliant to the law, and that is why they face the problem. However, we have to know now, we have seen a statement that has been issued by the police saying, look, all political parties and all the police officers, the commanding officers across the country, they have to support political parties, ZANU-PF, CCC, SDC, all political parties included, to make sure that they conduct their rallies, they are given plenty of opportunity to campaign and canvass for support.
Mm-hmm.
But it has got to be done within the law. They have made it clear. And we, as ZANU-PF, we are no exception. We just follow the law. CCC, because they like these funny things, and of course, drawing attention of they call international community, they have not learned lesson. Nobody in the EU bothers about them or in America. At the end of the day, voters are on the ground. Those are the ones that ZANU-PF canvass for. And you would have seen our rally in Magunje, and you will see the next one in Zaka. People coming willfully to support President Mnangagwa because of what they are seeing ZANU-PF, the vision that they are seeing ZANU-PF having Second Republic and the new dispensation.
All right. Regai ndikubatei pamuromo, mbichana, msati manyanya kuenda kure. Tinechida wakuti ibo WCCC vavani omukana wekupindura vachitaura oza varikuona. Unfortunately, we've just lost Team Muringai again.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you are here? Okay,
yeah,
my producer was just telling me earlier that we are struggling to get through to you. I hope you were listening to what brother is saying here. Please come in and take it away. What's your take on that?
I have to say that on record they know that ZANU-PF has been violent for all elections. But coming back to these ones that are recent, we know that ZANU-PF had a rally in slated for Karoi. And then within 3 days, they changed it to Magunje. So if he's saying that they are following the law, I want to see what application they had put in, which they are saying with Jesus, we're not following the law, because we filed an application 7 days for the Bindura rally, and then they said that there was construction. Then we filed for another place. Then they said, so that is one thing. ZANU-PF says one thing, and they do another. Once it has been proved so far is to say that the Mapurisa are under the direction of ZANU-PF. Like he has admitted himself,
right,
that the police officers were told to give the opposition a chance to hold their rallies, which is clear. We've been saying that forever.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, let's hold it right there again. So, Vamuchenje, I will come back to you in a second. We've got another partner who is also in the in research and international security issues here in the U.S. I will bring in Mrs. Pearl Matibe to weigh in, and then we'll come back to you. Can you hear me, Ms. Matibe?
Yes, good afternoon and good evening to you, Voice of America, and the audience.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are here discussing the picture in Zimbabwe with the conflict on the ground, the political violence, banning of political rallies for the other parties, and allowing and disallowing of other parties to maneuver as Zimbabwe is headed to the coming elections. What's your take on what's going on the ground?
Thank you so much for your question, and it is a very timely question. As the country heads towards its poll, which, as we already know, for a healthy democracy, a free, fair atmosphere preceding an election is what would be most desirable, I would imagine. So my comment will be from an analytical perspective. If we take a look at why any country, Zimbabwe included, might be facing issues regarding conflict, right?
Yes.
And the reason I use conflict is intentional, because any time any parties from a starting point where there is peace or where people are in agreement, any time parties depart from that starting point, then you are headed towards some type of a conflict. Because at the point when you see one party being violent towards another, mm-hmm. where there's violence, it means that by the very definition, the academic definition in the study of conflict is that at that departure point, at that starting point where there was peace, there was a point where they transitioned to a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So academically, if you take a look, there was a point where, or there might have been a point where people were in agreement, whether you want to call that point at 1980 when the country was changing into independence, or you can maybe call it at the time of the referendum in, you know, mm-hmm. Two decades ago. But there is difference of opinion for people to end up turning violent. So there is an interplay here of attitudes, of behaviors, and this violence did not start today.
Hmm.
We know that this has been going on for a protracted period of time, for over two decades. If you take a look at election data, right, for Zimbabwe, for example, even the United Nations, on December 15, 2008, the Security Council of the United Nations held a high-level closed formal meeting to consider the situation in Zimbabwe.
Hmm.
We have to ask ourselves, has Zimbabwe made progress since 2008? And where we are at today, if you take a look at the elections that happened in 2013, and election data alone will show you that in 21 years, so since 21 years ago today, there has never been a time when Zimbabwe had a higher voter turnout than in 2013. In 2013, the presidential election had a voter turnout of 24%, and that had never happened since 2002.
Oh, my God. That's a mouthful.
That is data according to the International Foundation for Electoral Systems.
Okay.
So if we're looking at the last election...
Let me ask you to hold it for a second. It's quite a mouthful there. It's a whole lot of information, very valid and very valuable for the listeners and for our other guests as well. The picture you are painting there tells a story of a situation that these gentlemen here are all fighting to support and to go against. Malanzwa,
Eres, Ravarakuta, Ravarumi. Yes, we have.
Since what I our period, the other our 2018. Zanu PF and the Zanu PF and the Itunga Miranika as well. I think President Mnangagwa, for the last 3 or 4 years, he has been calling on peace, from violence are the opposition PCC, not ZANU-PF.
Ndikubatsira vedare vava ndambenda limbisa vamuchenje kuti vachadzokawo mumwe womudare watinaye vamuchenje muchiripo here?
Ya, ndiripo.
Ehe, muri kunzwa zvataurwa here navanzvadzi Pearl Matibe nezviri kutaurwa navazavare izvo? Toda kuti mudzoke zvakare mumuwedzerewo maonero enyu. Tiri kuda kuti tibate nyaya yekupa violence, pakati violence apo. Pakati mirizhonga hapo ngatipatsikirirei zvakanyanya tipatsokodzerei ipapo ndopamuri kainapo.
Yeah, ipapo tinotenda ndiwo maprogram achikuita nemapolitical parties anambotaura anoinkluda the ruling parties ZANU-PF, CPC, MGC, vamafins nemc nemamapolitical parties aradare. Tiri kuchipatsokodzera zuva nezuva uye tiri kuita maprogram akatowandei anoinkluda zvemusic, zvesporti, zvearts.
Regaitipewo mukana kune ve triple C vapenderewo.
Thank you very much for that opportunity. We know that in August 1, 2018, the army shot under the direction of the president. He admitted to that. We know that yesterday, this is 2018, July 9, 2023. Saka ndizvo zvatinotaura izvozvo kuti mapurisa ngaasaita extension or an arm yegovernment. We know kuti these are independent institutions, but in our country ZANU-PF is running everything. Ndanzwa mukoma wangu weZANU-PF arikutaura kuti hanzi isusu we instigate violence and whatever. Futi dzacho hatina. The instruments of violence hatina. We are a peaceful party. We have said it from day one. Our president has said kudaro kuti tiri vanhu vepeace.
Vamuringai nguva yedu yabva yakuita kuti titi regai tionekane nevateereri. Asi ndinokutendai vedare mese manga muri pano nhasi muchirongwa chedu chataita. We extend our gratitude to all of you for joining on the show and sharing with our viewers and listeners. And for you, to the listeners as well at home, we appreciate you for coming and going along with us on this show. This is the end of our show tonight. And as we welcome you again to join us tomorrow. I am signing off in Washington. This is Evan Zininga and good night, Zimbabwe.